so may all your enemies perish, O Lord. That's quite an interesting statement. Even more interesting is that it's the conclusion of a prayer. It's definitely not the customary "in Jesus' name, amen" type of ending that we're used to. Let that prayer roll around in your head. Look at that first word, so. It means in the same way. In the same way that you, O God, vanquished Sisera, may all your enemies be vanquished. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where today we are looking at Deborah's and Barak's victory song found in Judges 5. If you remember from the past couple of episodes, Sisera, the leader of the rebel army against God's people, had a spike driven through his head by an elderly lady named Jael. And in this song of victory in chapter 5, Deborah puts that gruesome act into poetry. Listen to what it says. She crushed his head. She shattered and pierced his temple. Between her feet, he sank, he fell, he lay still. Between her feet, he sank, he fell. Where he sank, there he fell, dead. This is a prayer and a longing, but it is also a declaration of confidence and truth. Remember who the audience is. Deborah and Barak are singing to kings and princes of the surrounding nations, the people of the surrounding nations. They are put on notice. They are being warned. Do you think any of them want to be the next Sisera? Of course not. But there should be something vaguely familiar about how Deborah relays the story to us. She said she crushed his head. It should remind us of an ancient prophecy found back in the book of Genesis when God cursed the serpent and told him that the seed of the woman would crush the serpent's head, indicating his complete undoing. And what that prophecy was referring to and what this event in this text is a shadow of is how Jesus, the seed of the woman, crushed the head of Satan. You see, when Jesus was crucified, Satan thought he had won. He thought he had delivered a blow. But what Satan didn't realize was that he was setting up his own defeat. Satan is crafty and cunning, but not more so than God. And that final word would be had by Jesus Christ. Satan's greatest tool to lay on someone was death, but all Satan was doing was digging his own grave. And when 3 days after Jesus' death, when Jesus opened up his eyes, unwrapped himself from the grave clothes, and when the earth quaked and became undone because God was on the move once again, the power of Satan was broken and he was crushed because the death blow of Satan could not snuff out the power of the life of Jesus. And there's coming a day when the presence of sin will no longer be an issue for God's people. He will completely vanquish the enemy. He will dry every eye and wipe away every tear, and grieving will turn to laughing and joy. And for that day, we long and pray. But until then, we fight like Jael, putting to death the deeds of the flesh. When you pray today, please remember Todd Cox and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Spanish LifeWord broadcast in the Americas, Caribbean, and Spain.